Good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is a pleasure to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. Of course, you know that our website, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, are our two websites. We do have a special now. Obviously, we'll announce more later, but 36 inches of rain in the Houston area in about a 24-hour period, 36 inches of rain. Can you, I mean, 36 inches of rain? Go get a yardstick, put it on the ground. That's 36 inches in 24, or just over 24 hours. That's what's happened. Very unnatural. It's supposed to be a once-in-500-year storm. Well, the thing is, Houston's had two of those every 500-year storms about the last 5 years, two of them in 5 years. So maybe their prognostications are a little wrong, or something is really wrong with the weather. Anyway, one of our listeners, Marcia, she called and let us know that most of the houses in her neighborhood have been flooded. Her house, fortunately, among a minority of others, has not been flooded. So we thank, are very thankful for that, and wish all the people there well. Now, one of the people that we deal with and that you know even more is Dr. Group. Dr. Group's place has completely flooded. He was scheduled to be on next week. This is not going to happen. If, you know, he's going to be dealing with that probably for, who knows, 2 weeks maybe, who knows. And it's, you know, who knows if more rain's going to come. He was supposed to be on. We really want to support him. We want to give you guys the opportunity at the Power Mall. For all the Global Healing Center products that we got, that means the Toxidine, the B12, absorb under your tongue, the B12, the vegan B12, the Oxy powder, and the detox foot pads. All of those, if you call today, they're only going to run this for 2 days, today and Monday, or if you leave a message, we'll make sure we get that in. Today and Monday, if you call and you order anything from the Power Mall, anything, you can get any of the Global Healing Center products for 15% off. So we're just doing special. We can't even advertise that online because of the price regulations. We're just doing something special with the flood, support what's going on. He can't be on next week, so we don't know when he will be on, but just wanted to put that out there. So that's how we'll start the show with that, and hopefully everybody in the area is safe and well and gets back to their life as they want to as soon as possible. So great broadcast today, as always. Stephen Post will be here. This is a new – we're trying to get new people. You guys have asked for new – just anybody new, different sense and sort of things. He is from Unlimited Love Institute, and he talks about the science of giving, you know, in the Bible, do unto others, the golden rule, what have you. There's a science to it in life and what happens. And so Stephen's going to discuss that. I have not been able to do I'm in the middle of a family reunion, or we're actually at the end of the family reunion. I know very little about this. Catherine found him, but I'm excited to learn. So I'll be learning with you on air. Somebody totally new, so stick around for that. And then we're, of course, going to do the news with Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back on the Power Hour again, and a great day in America.
Yes, it is.
And I was in a flood down in Georgia. I know I told you about it, Dan. Remember that when it rained 18 inches in an hour down there?
Yeah.
And the cold, it was the scariest thing on the planet, because we lived at a cul-de-sac, and it was a fairly new development. So whatever those things on the sides, but the blocks were about 6 inches high. And the water was running so fast down that road and into our cul-de-sac. It was like a whirlpool. I mean, a giant whirlpool about 60 feet away from our house. And man, was it scary. I'd never seen anything like it. So my heart goes out to those people.
Wow. Three feet in a day. I mean, that's crazy.
Crazy.
It's unnatural.
Nope, sure is.
Something happened, Cal. I was watching a little bit of Fox News last night. Peter Navarre came on.
Did you have a stroke or something to watch Fox News?
I'm about to. Sorry. It's getting hard to watch any of these places. But they had Peter Navarre on. Peter Navarre, if you don't know, is a senior economic advisor to Donald Trump. So basically, It's almost like he's speaking for the Trump administration in some form. He comes out and talks about the Fed just lowered rates, and he goes on and he's openly talking about devaluing America's currency to compete with exports, basically so we can have exports, so other countries can afford our goods. And I, you know, and I talked to you before the show today, and I asked you, have you ever heard of a president or an administration so openly, just openly, unabashedly talking about we need to devalue our currency? Have you ever heard that?
No, never heard of it. They always do that behind closed doors.
Right, behind the closed doors.
Our currency just magically happened when you lowered your currency.
Or they keep it strong. So, I mean, there is a trade situation going on, the currency war. Basically, he's talking about currency wars. Well, the progression of things usually go currency war, trade war somewhere, and then after that, then real war.
Yeah, physical war.
Or depression, then physical war.
Yeah.
Currency war, right. Trade war, depression, and then physical war. That's pretty mm-hmm. much history has said that. Another thing that has been going on over the last 2 days, but it's been happening sporadically throughout not only America, the world, and I thought this was very important in connection with this. The Fed lowered the rate. At the same time, the estimates are some 200 plus billion that they flooded into the bonds. And what that means is, hey, they're printing money. They're basically giving it to the banks. They're buying the bonds from the banks. It's basically our own bonds. I mean, it's basically they're printing money and just giving it to the system, to the banks. Why did they give it to the banks? Okay, this is very important, and it's very underreported. There's a thing called the overnight lending window. What that means is banks, you know, it could be Bank of America, could be Wells Fargo, could be, you know, any number of banks. They have an immediate need for some influx of cash on a temporary basis, usually a day, maybe even just 3 hours, where their cash flow or their balance sheet doesn't meet just for a little bit while they're trying to get deals done, maybe, or meet requirements or what have you. Could be a variety of reasons. Okay. Usually that money right now has been loaning at about a 2% annual interest rate. So, you know, you borrow $100 and you pay about a penny for the day you need it or a couple days you need it or whatever to meet the gap. The rate shot up to 10%, shot up about five times of what it was immediately. Okay, this happened. I've verified this. This has happened in America and across the country, or across the world. Now, you've been talking about liquidity in other places, correct, Kev?
Yeah, China. China, it did the same thing, but it shot up 1,000% in China.
Wow. Okay. So that gives you a little bit of background. Okay. What does this mean?
And that's for overnight lending for people who don't understand.
That's for 48 hours. I mean, this is no more than 48 hours lending.
Right.
Now, if you ever wonder why you go cash a check with your bank and it stays, you know, you can't see the money for a week, or, you know, you get a wire transfer, not wire transfers, but other ACH transfers to your bank account and it's not available or what have you. This is why. They're keeping money. They need it in their sweep accounts, what have you. What is this saying? This is saying that Bank A needs to borrow $50 million. They do it all the time. This goes back and forth. This has always been no problem. We'll borrow it for a day and we'll give it right back to you. Bank B has the one been loaning this. Bank B suddenly does not feel confident giving Bank A $50 million, although they've always done this. This is standard business practice.
They don't feel like they're going to be able to pay him back.
They feel that in the 24 or 48 hour period before they get paid back, that Bank A, there is some likelihood that they will declare bankruptcy and will never see that $50 million back.
That is correct.
Now think about what I just said, ladies and gentlemen. This is not me here on the radio. This is not anybody saying this. This is the banks not having confidence enough for a 48-hour period in the banking industry. The Fed had to act to squelch this. This will lead to a panic, and this will lead to, obviously, a domino effect, much like 2008, if it's not met immediately. Okay. I thought this was very important so that you know. That is what we are seeing. That is what just happened. Are the rates going lower? Well, if Trump has anything to do with it, we're going to even have negative rates. We're going to be able to compete. Okay, what does that do? We'll be able to sell our goods on a nationwide level, but it will destroy savers. It will destroy our dollar. It will destroy value and honest labor. That's what it will destroy. So any other comments you have on that, Kev? This is an important issue.
Very important. That China seized up in the last 6 months about two or three times. So it's just not America. It's all around the world.
The immigration backlog. You have any idea how long the wait is for cases to have an immigration hearing in the United States?
Well, a long time. There's over a million people
Million cases. Over a million cases.
I know he added extra judges, but I don't know how many extra judges. What's the projections on, if you're at the back of the line, you get in a hearing, 6 years?
Well, this is kind of like our national debt being paid. Will our national debt ever be paid?
You want the answer on that? I got it. 100%. No.
So, I mean, it's similar to that to me. I think our national debt, there is a chance it's going to be paid, but basically it's going to be, we're going to go to negative interest rates and then we'll pay it. That would be the only thing I think. Story out of the Senate, Mike Lee, who's been on the show. We've interviewed him on the show.
We like Mike.
Well, I didn't like what Mike did here just recently. He introduced a bill into the Senate. He is about the highly skilled immigrant workers, supposedly. And it basically flooded and opened up the opportunity for H-1B visas in America for workers to come here. Basically, his proposal would open the floodgates for India and China for workers to come here and work for about 30 to 40% less than American workers. This is not an America First move. I'm surprised at this. It's not even about highly skilled workers. And even if it was, who cares? If there's highly skilled workers out there in the world, we need them so bad, then why don't we create them in America? Can we not create highly skilled workers in America anymore?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you there.
One of the biggest stories, well, I say biggest, certainly not most important, not to me anyway. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but it's become one of the biggest, is the whole Lewandowski in the Congress, the hearing, the whistleblower. Why don't you give a background on this whistleblower, what this whistleblower is supposedly saying about Trump and what all the news is about?
He listened in on a private phone call. You know, there was other people on it, took notes, and now he's saying that, Trump said something very bad, but he's not going to tell us what he said. So what the heck? This is this is crazy. I mean, he can't tell. Anyway, that's private information. You know, can't get that under a whistleblower thing. It's the president talking.
The media is going crazy with this and saying,
crazy.
Well, Trump is saying things to Ukrainian president. Okay, maybe he isn't. I don't know, but that's not even the biggest question of this.
Yeah,
the biggest question is the biggest question is why in the world is the intelligence community listening to conversations with the president? That's the biggest question of all this. That's huge. Now, the IG Horowitz, the Inspector General, they keep harping that the Inspector General thinks that this should be examined. Okay, maybe it should, maybe it shouldn't. I don't know. That's not even the biggest question to me. Okay, and we hear people from the Democratic Party screaming this. Okay, if you trust what the Inspector General says so much, why are you not pushing for the indictment of James Comey? McCabe, why are you not screaming for that the same? Because the Inspector General has recommended that also.
Exactly. So if this guy comes out and squeals what he says, he can be indicted. That is another one that doesn't even make sense. So I don't think he's going to say anything. It's just nonsense. It's just people blowing in the wind.
Well, this is like, well, Kavanaugh, we have all the evidence. He's a serial rapist, and we have everything. And there's, you know, and then
but she doesn't remember it. But we got all the evidence.
Jeez. Update. Military to present Trump with several options in Iran. This is out of the AP. The Pentagon will present a broad range of military options to President Trump today as it considers how to respond to what administration officials say was an unprecedented Iranian attack on Saudi Arabia's oil industry. I'm still very suspicious about this. There's a, I think, important article, probably overlooked article. I would certainly say overlooked article out of the Wall Street Journal, which is claiming that Saudi Arabia's oil production will be back up to normal by the end of the month.
Could be. I don't know.
Okay. You know, on first look glance, that may not mean anything. They're telling us that Iran used how many missiles? Like serious, very high-powered missiles? 23?
Well, isn't it? 23... either drones or cruise missiles.
Cruise missiles. They are telling us that Iran took 23 cruise missiles to their oil production fields, their facilities, their tankers, their whole thing. They're telling us 23 cruise missiles. Okay, if a cruise missile hit where I am right now, you would never hear
it's
from
cruise,
me.
Cruise missile or drone, the combination, 23.
Okay, well, whatever. They don't need, the fact that they don't even know, can't specify, is even more suspicious.
Yeah, boy, isn't it?
What they say, cruise missile. Okay, if a cruise missile hit right where I'm at right now, you wouldn't hear from me or any of my neighbors ever again. Okay, 23 of them? And they're telling you that by the end of the month, which is, what, 10 days or so, the oil production will be back to normal.
Well, that might if those cruise those missiles might have hit the fields that are pulling up 90% water.
Okay. So Iran knew that.
I don't know.
So
might
Iran knew that
fraud thing.
This whole thing is just
doesn't make sense.
No, like many things. In the government. It just doesn't make sense. But anyway, let's move on. The White House and DOJ reportedly testing the water on background check proposals amongst Republicans. We're hearing this quote-unquote gun control, gun whatever, a push. Does this any of this talk concern you, or what about it concerns you? Or maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
It doesn't concern me.
At all. This talk doesn't concern you at all.
Well, I mean, it's a tiny bit, yeah, but they ain't going to do nothing.
Well,
politics. Politics.
No, it isn't.
This NBC poll. Hold on.
Let's get back. Let me get back to this story. Part of this discussion, you know, so-called, they keep saying, well, it's just about background checks. No. This is about quote unquote closing the gun show
loophole.
Whatever that means. So basically private transactions. It's basically getting rid of all private transactions on guns. That's basically what they're floating or seeing if Republicans will support it. That doesn't concern you?
Not much because they're not going to do it, I don't think. Now if they had a bill on President Trump's desk ready to sign, I'd be a little bit worried, but I ain't worried about it.
This doesn't concern you at all that the White House is talking about this, the DOJ is talking about they're floating this? The administration?
It's politics.
Politics.
Do I like it? No. Do I like it? No.
No, it's not politics.
They shouldn't be doing it.
It's the destruction of our country.
It's pandering.
Pandering to who?
To the Democrats.
Okay, go ahead. Mention the story that you were just about to tell me. I know the one that you're saying. Go ahead.
MSN poll.
MSNBC.
On the Second Amendment backfires. Americans show support for those who carry guns in public. They polled over 800,000 people who have voted in an MSNBC poll asking, do you think people should be allowed to carry guns in public? And the consensus is heavily pro-Second Amendment. The results prove the left's anti-gun agenda is not popular, as nearly 750,000 voters voted yes. the Second Amendment guarantees
okay.
it. Out of 800,000, only 50,000 voted against it from a crazy left company.
Okay. You just told me that on MSNBC, which is the bastion of constitutionality.
Looniness.
Yeah. I'm being sarcastic. 800,000 people voted, or a little over, and 750,000 of those said that the Second Amendment should be protected. Is that what you just told me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to get back to the question I asked you about the, does this bother you at all that the White House and DOJ are even discussing getting rid of private gun transactions? And you say they're pandering, it's politics. My question to you is, who in the world are they pandering to when the vast majority of people, even on MSNBC, are behind the Second Amendment?
I get it. You asked me if it worried me. I said no. Yeah,
no,
what,
no now
it.
I'm
no.
asking you, who are they pandering to?
To the crazy left.
What? Why?
That's the reason I'm thinking about it.
Why?
To make them look bad. To make the left look bad. Trump's going to put out something, and they're going to say, no, we're not going to do this. We want more. And that's what I've heard the plan is. Whatever Trump might give them, the crazy left isn't going to go along with it. It's going to make them look bad. And Trump isn't going to do anything. So that's what I've heard.
Would I have done it
that way? No. I would have stand up just like you said. Guns are as American as apple pie and granny sitting on a rocker on the porch. That's what I would have said, just like you. I think
he would have stopped this whole discussion. He would have
right.
he would have changed the whole discussion if he would have done
it. It's probably that Kushner that's pushed him into that.
Okay, well, then you don't think Kushner wants to get rid of private sales?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't worry you?
No.
All right. There's the music. Come back. More news stories and... Stephen Post on the other side. And we have a caller, Laura Lee. Just stay right there. We'll have you on the other side. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy, and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio superfood. I've taken bio superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Hour, and I wanted to let you know about the Mastering Vaccine Information Bootcamp from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an 8-week online intensive training course that covers herd immunity and the truth about what safe and effective really means. Most importantly, you will learn key concepts to stand your ground. The course information coupled with the language training is what makes this course both unique and powerful. Open enrollment is from September 26th through October 1st. Sign up by visiting MasteringVaccineInfo.com.
Got a commercial from Dr. Tenpenny about the Mastering Vaccine Info course, and then the baseline, the Billie Jean. How can you beat that? And a feel-good Friday. We're really excited about this vaccine proposal. This is very important. We've said several times, I don't know what medical issue is more important. I mean, I'm sure if I thought long and hard, there probably is. But definitely the top two or three issues, at least for right now, in everything that it encapsulates, you need to understand this issue. I really believe that. I hope that you feel that. And one of the ways that you can do it, one of the best ways, if not the best way that we know of, is this course from Dr. Tenpenny. Go to Vaxter.com or MasteringVaccineInfo.com. You can sign up. She has some giveaways. She have contests. She have reduced tuition. This is important. And she's putting this on, and it deserves our support, needs our support, and you need the information she's going to give. Because whether it's today or tomorrow or 6 months from now, you are going to be pressed one way or another on this issue. And you need to be able to respond to it in a good, powerful, succinct, informative way. I believe that. And so does Dr. Tenpenny. So that's why we're doing it. We're having a flash sale, and this is just for today, which is Friday, and then Monday. If you're hearing it on replay on shortwave, just these 2 days, you can only call in. We can't even put this special on the internet. Dr. Group, his place there in Houston, because of all the water, it's flooded. He's not going to be able to come on next week as he was scheduled. And so we're doing a flash sale on all the Global Healing products, the Oxy Powder, the Detox Foot Pads, the Detoxidine, the Iodine for your thyroid and muscles and what have you, and the Vegan Safe B12 under the tongue. You can actually get B12 under the tongue. So all those products, if you buy anything from the Power Mall, anything, any purchase at all, you can get any of those products for 15% off. Just a flash sale today and Monday. So please take advantage of that. It's serious. We want to support Dr. Group, and it's a chance for you to support the Power Mall and give an opportunity for you. I think that's important. Of course, Sherry Rogers was on the other day, the Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, the phosphatidylcholine. These are essential things. I ask this question all the time. If you're not getting detox from these products, where are you? It is getting detox from. It is essential. If you're not getting phosphatidylcholine for your cell membranes and your computer as Dr. Rogers liked to say, then where are you getting it? Where are you getting these things? The alpha lipoic acid R, the grown by nature vitamin E, the full spectrum, all these products, the Mother Earth minerals, if you want to get a good source of calcium, all the things we have at the Power Mall. Please take advantage. We thank you so much for your support. And if you haven't ordered in a while or you're a new customer, of course, we still have the promotion first 10. When you call Jay or Catherine, whoever answers the phone there today, if you do not reach us, leave a message and say, hey, give me a call back at 2:00 or 2:30 or whatever. We will call you back. And one issue that we are having is people will say, well, you never called me. I had a question and you never called me back. We do call back. Every number you give, we call back. Just many of you don't have an answer machine, so we can't leave a message. You don't know that we called. And we have it's probably coming from an 877 number, 888 number, so you think it's a telemarketer trying to sell you new shingles or something, and you ignore it. I understand. But how else can we leave a message for you? And also, when you order, if you do not leave a phone number, which many people don't, and then we end up having issues on certain orders, there may be a shipping issue, the post office can't find your address or wrong address or what have you. We have issues like that, periodically. So if we can't get a hold of you, then we can't solve the problem, and then you'll call back us. Why, you're not helping us, you're ignoring me. No, we are not ignoring you. We are not ignoring you. Just want to let you know that. So please, give us your phone number. Be clear on some of these things, and they'll make it go better. We want to serve you the best we can. So just be aware of that. Try to help us to be able to do that. And so just be aware of kind of some of those issues. Also, the Oregadent from Cass Ingram. We have had some reports about that where, just fantastic results. Anything with your teeth, and you put it right on, and really some good results, abscesses, the like, or a variety of things involved with teeth. Oregano is good for more than just sticking under your tongue and killing spirochetes. And so that's what we're finding out. So check that all out at thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. The specials are on, the flash sale, but you have to call only for the flash sale. You have to call. You can go on the internet for everything else. So, thank you so much for your support. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Getting back to the news, we do have a caller that wants to come on and make a couple comments or questions or what have you. So let's go to the caller now. Kev, are you still there, Kev?
I am.
Okay, so we're going to go to call it. Laura Lee in Montana. Laura Lee in Montana, you're live on the Power Hour. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Daniel and Uncle Kevin. And
how you doing?
And Jay.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, I'm doing good. Yes. I love your show. And
thank you
for taking my call. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to ask was, I know you're always talking about our forefathers. And what was their industry, Daniel?
Well,
what was their biggest industry?
Well, I know that George Washington grew an awful lot of hemp. I know that.
Yes, yes. Industrial textile hemp, which is not marijuana. It provides house, food, clothing, gas, which we need to think about that because our prices are going up and they're playing with us all over again. So now it's time to grow our hemp, providing work for the youth, putting the youth to work without worrying about everything with their opioids and their drugs and their vapes and their... They don't have anything to look forward to, even if you go to college. It's hard right now to get a job, and that would put everyone to work. It would also provide our gas. We don't need their stinking oil at all.
It would certainly revolutionize industry in America. That's what we need. We need a revolutionary product like this.
Yes,
I completely agree with you.
Yes, and I mean, even the Levi's, Strauss, they lasted 10 years. So that's how good the clothing is. It breathes. It doesn't have anything, non-organic in it. And it's wonderful. Every time you wash it, it gets softer and thicker.
Well, just so the audience...
So we wouldn't have to have our styrofoams.
Yeah, just...
plastic.
just so the audience knows, the Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper. That's one of the reasons why it's lasted 250 years, because it's written on hemp paper, not normal paper. Cotton paper doesn't last that long. And obviously, this is a big blow to the cotton industry, but, you know, this is where we need innovation. This is a great product. Great comment. Yeah. Do you have anything else, Laura Lee, that you want to say? We got to get back to the
Okay, one of the really good websites that I wanted people to check out is educateyourself.org. And they talk about argon generators, which do keep the weather from hurricanes, tornadoes, all that.
Educateyourself.org.
So they're easy to make, you guys. I've been making them for years.
Really?
And so, yeah, they're very easy.
And so what does it do for you? When you make it, what does it do for
harnesses,
you?
It harnesses the negative chemicals in the air, and they dissipate.
Wow, very good. Well, fantastic.
It's amazing.
Educateyourself.org is that website. So thank you so much for your comment. Thank you for your call, Laura Lee. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
God bless you, guys.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Great caller. Thanks, Laura Lee. DOJ files civil suit against Edward Snowden. You know Edward Snowden, who made it real that America is spying on you. The governments of the world are spying on everything you do. The Justice Department has sued him over his new book deal. Supposedly, if you're an ex-employee, you have to run manuscripts by the Department of Defense or wherever you work before you get approved. Well, he never did that. He got a big signing bonus on the book deal. And now the Justice Department is suing him, trying to stop any revenue from the book deal coming his way. So just another way they're trying to, halt
demonetize him.
Demonetize him. That's exactly right. He's a massive hero. Edward Snowden is a massive hero.
Yeah, but not much they can do to him when he's living over in Russia, you know?
Well, they can stop the financial, the money coming from America.
From America,
yeah.
Getting back to this Mike Lee bill, remember you talking about the farm workers?
Yeah.
I told you I had some really good news about Trump that we were going to talk about this week. But here's I had to break in and say it. Executive order reviews the approval of high-priority infrastructure projects. Agencies assigned one federal decision memorandum under the MOU, streamlining the federal permits access for infrastructure. The states have, each state is going to get $1 billion for vocational and retraining people for new jobs. I just wanted to throw that in.
Fantastic.
That's good news.
Fantastic.
That's from Donald Trump. That's one of the good things Donald Trump has done.
Well, it's good that, you know, you listen to Charlotte Iserby, she'll also tell you that it's, you know, cradle to grave work training and pigeonholing you in jobs too. So it can be used both ways.
Right, but you know, if you need a welder, you know, he's going to have welders there. You know, we're massively needing welders. I think welders make between $150,000 a year now.
Very good.
So little of them.
Well, I would never send my children. I mean, most degrees, not probably 90% of degrees, maybe even more. I don't know. Unless you're learning a certain skill in college, I would never send my children to college other than to, you know, maybe to meet people and have a social experience. I mean, I can't see the. I just don't see the benefit.
Money's going for vocational.
Yeah, I mean, a trade school would be much better investment of your money because college is not.
And we need them badly.
San Francisco. Trump says EPA to issue notice to San Francisco on the homeless. Well, there's feces on the street and middle-aged diseases. Middle. Like typhus.
Everywhere.
Like typhus and the things. Leprosy.
You got to put a hazmat unit just to walk down the sidewalks of San Francisco.
Trump told reporters they're in serious violation, meaning San Francisco. They have to clean it up. We can't have our cities going to hell. Yeah, I would hope not. Tremendous pollution, he said. Purdue Pharma.
Put the force of the federal government down on the governors and the mayors of those states. They can have, they can be arrested for that. So
see, by
do
who?
It.
See, the, but the EPA shouldn't.
By the EPA.
Yeah, but they shouldn't. The Constitution doesn't give them authority over those states. See, that's why I don't like this. That's where these that's where these arguments go. Then the next thing that you don't want them to do, then they're forcing it down their throat. Then they're forcing you that you can't sell a gun to your neighbor. So are we going to follow the Constitution or are we not going to follow the Constitution?
But we're not following it now, so put them in jail.
Okay, so now it's okay to not follow. See, then we don't have a constitutional government
anymore. Show me one thing they're following. Are they following this?
I hear what
you're saying. Tell me one thing that they're following.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
I'm all for the Constitution. I want it to be followed, but they're not following it. If they're not going to follow it, just to clean things up, throw them in jail. That's what I say. EPA has the authority to do it. Donald Trump can tell them to go in there and clean up. And if they don't clean up, Gavin Newsom, you're going to jail. You're going to spend every day in jail on a $50,000 fine until you clean up your city.
Well, then you'll see how much they'll follow the Constitution, because then he'll sue and then he'll win. Because then the courts will follow the Constitution on that.
Okay.
Case.
Well, at least it'll force it.
Well, then what you're saying is let's just throw away the Constitution and just have federal government tyranny, executive order. Let's just run the governments by executive order.
That's what they're doing now.
Okay. Well, then you're okay with it.
I mean, who's
you're okay with it? You're okay with it because Donald Trump's in office. You're okay with it because Donald Trump's in office.
No, I want the cities cleaned up.
Okay, well, then the people in California, they have the power within their state, intrastate.
I don't see them doing it.
Okay, then the state's going to go to hell and the people are going to leave. That's how this works in America. There are 49 other states. There are 49 other states they can go to.
Yeah, I get it.
This week is Constitution Week. So let's not throw the Constitution in the, because San Francisco can't pick the crap off the sidewalks. Purdue Pharma, if you know them, they're the inventors of the OxyContin. They are facing lawsuits and bankruptcy, as you know. Now they want to pay certain employees $34 million in bonuses. They're asking... They ask a judge to allow certain employees to receive more than $34 million in bonuses after the company did file for bankruptcy. You think they would have done those bonuses before they filed for bankruptcy?
I don't know.
There's an article analyzing how U.S. senators invest in firms they are supposed to regulate. There's 51 senators investing up to $96 million in firms and industries that they're regulating. You think there's a conflict there?
I think that's illegal.
State of emergency in 13 counties in Texas, of course, because of the 36 inches of rain. That'll do it. Is California about to get hit by a hurricane for the first time in U.S. history? Have you seen this? This is Michael Snyder talking about
this. No, I have not seen that. No.
There are supposedly three, I don't even know what they're calling them, tropical storms, depressions. There are three significant storms in the Pacific, in the eastern Pacific, close to California. And there is a chance that one of them may go to California. It's never happened in the history of our country. That a hurricane
well, maybe,
hit California.
Maybe that'll get all that stuff off the streets of San Francisco in L.A. they don't have to pay anybody.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Maybe God's good. So, basically...
Yeah, God will do it.
God will do it. God will clean up San Francisco.
It's like that commercial. Give it to Mikey. He doesn't like anything.
Yeah, Mikey. GM strike, you know, the auto workers are striking day five. Negotiators start
I'm 100%
earlier.
Behind them. 110% behind them. 110%.
Behind the employees?
The employees.
Why?
Yeah.
And why?
Because they made the $6 billion in profit. And they want to cut their salaries.
Well, do you even know why they're striking?
I think it's because of health issues.
Healthcare is part of it, yeah. Job security. They don't want their jobs going overseas.
Well, somebody makes $6 billion in profit. Not $6 billion gross. $6 billion profit.
In the auto industry? You talk about in the auto industry?
Yeah.
I where did you hear that? I find that hard to believe with all the...
Well, that's what I read it in black and white. Absolutely.
Oh, it must be true if you read it.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what I read.
Okay.
And so if they made that much money, the workers need to share in it.
More public schools are embracing the Bible. Is it literature or religion? This is the FCS Monitor. What does holy mean? Asked Jamie Davis, a local youth pastor in Cochran, Georgia. The seventh graders, their faces lit through stained glass windows of biblical scenes at Bethany Baptist Church, go silent. The word is, of course, everywhere in the Bible, which they are here to study for academic credit. Though half of the students are regular churchgoers, they are all stumped. It means set apart, says Mr. Davis. The notion of holy as separate is at the crux of growing controversy as around Bible literacy classes that are springing up in public schools around the country. This is good news.
Excellent news.
They're studying the Bible, but then they're arguing about definitions. I met, in our family reunion, I met some people who were are homeschoolers. And I just kind of ask, you know how I am. I just kind of prod and kind of ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, I did not set him up. I did not do anything. But this guy, I'm not going to give his name, super nice guy from Mississippi. Here's what he said in a really thick accent. People need to realize that children are getting indoctrinated. It's just where they're going to get indoctrinated from. And I just, my jaw just dropped. You know, it's the same thing I've been telling on this radio show. Children are getting brainwashed. Who are they getting brainwashed by? And this parent, of course, realizes that. Who is brainwashing or indoctrinating your children? Walgreens to test drone delivery service with Alphabet wing of Google. Walgreens and Google are going to get together to try to deliver your drugs by a drone. Nothing bad could possibly happen there. I guess unless it's in Saudi Arabia and it's over an oil field, I guess.
Exactly.
New study shows tap water can cause cancer because of all the things in it. It's the majority of this risk is due to the presence of arsenic, disinfection byproducts, and radioactive contaminants. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Be careful where you get your water, ladies and gentlemen. There's your story about the MSNBC article. Now, this is, I've said this, and I'm going to keep saying this. Virtually all the Democratic candidates have come out for some very aggressive form of gun regulation or flat-out gun confiscation. Despite all the other policies, despite all the other socialists, whatever, and I've been very hard on them and should, especially this is Constitution Week, it didn't prod me to say what I'm about to say. When the guns came out, when they openly came out for guns, I have said it and I will continue to say this. The Democratic Party in the United States, the political party at the head of it, the DNC, is a terrorist organization, is an enemy of the state, is an enemy of you. And therefore,
free people.
And therefore, it's an enemy of God. I will say it. Yeah, that may offend you. I'm sorry if that really offends you. There's other shows you can listen to. But this is going to be said, and I'm going to continue to say it. Because they are so in violation of who you are, your endowment, and of the Bill of Rights and this issue, they've gone way too far, and now they're going to confiscate the guns, which is basically taking your dominion. They are not only offending the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, but by doing so, they are offending God. They are sinful, they are disgraceful, and they are a terrorist organization, period. Yang, who is one of the candidates, he now says that the government needs to, quote, modify Americans' diet by taxing the cattle industry, that cattle give off byproducts, meaning they fart and they poop on the ground. So because they do that, that causes a lot of problems with the environment. Last time when I grew up, when I was young, I was around, we had a pretty big garden, and I knew other people in my family were farmers. Cows pooping in the fields, I was told was really good for the fields. That's what I was told. So there you go. Anyway, so that's what Yang wants to now control what you eat. With that,
they want to control everything you do.
Now, climate change may require the elimination of car ownership. That's the other proponent of his platform. the other plank of his platform. So there you go. Threatened by social credit score, this is China. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, out of all the stories we talked about today, you need to probably circle this one and meditate and ponder this right here. Because when it's all said and done, and you can start to see the plan that is coming to fruition, and believe me, ladies, if you say, well, Daniel's a Republican, no, I'm not a Republican. I can't stand the Republican Party, what they've done. They've been complicit. They've just sit there. They could have arrested Comey. They could have done a million different things. They could be aggressive. They could come out positive about guns. They're not doing anything. They're letting the Democratic Party basically run over American political ideology. With that, the Google, what have you, that is out there, and these Chinese social credit scores as being laid out in China, I want you to think about this story very closely. Because the Christian ideal, Christian thought, the Bible, what have you, it does not jive with what is planned. I think everybody would agree with that, or what we are seeing being pushed now. This is out of China. Threatened by social credit score, Christians in China replace the Ten Commandments with Xi Jinping quotes. China is forcing Christian churches to replace the Ten Commandments with quotes from Chinese President Xi Jinping by threatening to ban congregations from work and travel. If they do not replace these congregations, get rid of the Ten Commandments, they will not be allowed to work. Their credit score will drop so low they will not be able to even buy a train ticket. That is what we're staring at, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's unacceptable.
Why do you think they want your guns? God bless you. Stay tuned. Stephen Post.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.